Known for her frank speaking and quick wit, Nancy Astor said the hardest part of being the first woman to take her seat in the British Parliament that December of 1919 was the attitude of her male colleagues.
I didn't mind the election at all, because I liked that. But to walk up the House of Commons between Arthur Balfour and Lloyd George, both of them who had said they believed in women, but who would rather have had a rattlesnake than have in the House than me at that time, they all felt that way. It was really very alarming. But what really kept me going, I was an ardent feminist.
Born in Virginia, on the east coast of America, Nancy Astor had arrived in Britain on a trip with her father as a young 20-something divorcee.
I came over here with him to hunt.
To hunt foxes in England?
In England, 1904.
How old were you then?
I was about 23 or 4, I think. I don't know, something along that. I didn't come to catch a husband. I came to catch a fox.
And which did you catch?
Well, I hope I caught both.
The man she caught was Waldorf Astor, a newspaper proprietor and heir to a peerage. But it wasn't politics or ideology that drove Nancy Astor to become the first woman MP in Parliament. Her grandson David Astor says it was Waldorf.
The reason she did it was that my grandfather, her husband, who was the MP for Plymouth Sutton, had to inherit a peerage, which he didn't want to do. He had a huge row with his father about it. And he just said to her, "Can you keep the seat warm while I go into the House of Lords to try to renounce my peerage?" Now, as we all know, that didn't happen. And once she got into the House of Commons, she actually rather enjoyed it because she loved showing off. And she did feel strongly about a woman's rights. Her first marriage had been absolutely horrible, and she felt that men were getting it too easily and that women needed more of a say in public life.
Nancy Astor was elected to be Plymouth South's MP with a majority of 5,000 votes. She wasn't the first woman to be elected. That honour goes to a Sinn Féin MP who'd refused to take up her seat. But on December the 1st, 1919, this tiny, chewing gum-eating American became the first woman MP to enter Westminster.
When she got into the House of Commons, the other MPs on her side would make it very difficult for her to find somewhere to sit down. I mean, she was a tough little cookie, you know, and she fought back. She didn't always get it right when she fought back, and she didn't always win her battles of repartee, particularly with Churchill.
But those spats have gone down, haven't they, in political history? You know, the "Sir, if you were my husband, I'd put poison in your tea," and him retorting, "You know, if you were my wife, I would have drunk it." Was that very classically her?
I think that that was probably true, and it's one that she lost. The one that often told about her that isn't true and is not about her was when she accused Winston Churchill of being drunk, and he said, "But you're ugly, and at least I should be sober in the morning." She wasn't ugly.
Segment 1.
Known for her frank speaking and quick wit, Nancy Astor said the hardest part of being the first woman to take her seat in the British Parliament that December of 1919 was the attitude of her male colleagues.
I didn't mind the election at all, because I liked that. But to walk up the House of Commons between Arthur Balfour and Lloyd George, both of them who had said they believed in women, but who would rather have had a rattlesnake than have in the House than me at that time, they all felt that way. It was really very alarming. But what really kept me going, I was an ardent feminist.
Born in Virginia, on the east coast of America, Nancy Astor had arrived in Britain on a trip with her father as a young 20-something divorcee.
Segment 2.
I came over here with him to hunt.
To hunt foxes in England?
In England, 1904.
How old were you then?
I was about 23 or 4, I think. I don't know, something along that. I didn't come to catch a husband. I came to catch a fox.
And which did you catch?
Well, I hope I caught both.
The man she caught was Waldorf Astor, a newspaper proprietor and heir to a peerage. But it wasn't politics or ideology that drove Nancy Astor to become the first woman MP in Parliament. Her grandson David Astor says it was Waldorf.
The reason she did it was that my grandfather, her husband, who was the MP for Plymouth Sutton, had to inherit a peerage, which he didn't want to do. He had a huge row with his father about it.
Segment 3.
And he just said to her, "Can you keep the seat warm while I go into the House of Lords to try to renounce my peerage?" Now, as we all know, that didn't happen. And once she got into the House of Commons, she actually rather enjoyed it because she loved showing off. And she did feel strongly about a woman's rights. Her first marriage had been absolutely horrible, and she felt that men were getting it too easily and that women needed more of a say in public life.
Nancy Astor was elected to be Plymouth South's MP with a majority of 5,000 votes. She wasn't the first woman to be elected. That honour goes to a Sinn Féin MP who'd refused to take up her seat. But on December the 1st, 1919, this tiny, chewing gum-eating American became the first woman MP to enter Westminster.
Segment 4.
When she got into the House of Commons, the other MPs on her side would make it very difficult for her to find somewhere to sit down. I mean, she was a tough little cookie, you know, and she fought back. She didn't always get it right when she fought back, and she didn't always win her battles of repartee, particularly with Churchill.
But those spats have gone down, haven't they, in political history? You know, the Sir, if you were my husband, I'd put poison in your tea, and him retorting, you know, if you were my wife, I would have drunk it. Was that very classically her?
I think that was probably true, and it's one that she lost. The one that often told about her that isn't true and is not about her was when she accused Winston Churchill of being drunk, and he said, "But you're ugly, and at least I should be sober in the morning." She wasn't ugly.